Dozens of Hamas fighters overnight, but there are concerns British nationals are being stopped by Hamas from leaving the territory. Here's Minister Robert Halfen.
If people are being kept in a place against their will and not allowed to travel out, then that is a form of hostage taking. But as I say, it shows the nature of Hamas, it shows what Israel has to deal with, and explains why the government has said that it supports Israel's right to defend itself.
Authorities in Germany say at least five construction workers have died after scaffolding fell down a shaft at a building site in Hamburg. Several more people are understood to be missing. The number of mortgages that were approved last month is at the lowest since January. The Bank of England says British lenders accepted just over 43,300, a little lower than predicted. Reports in the US say initial tests on the body of Matthew Perry are inconclusive, with the cause of death deferred at this point. Further investigations will be carried out. Luis Rubiales will be banned from football for 3 years by FIFA for his behaviour at the Women's World Cup final. The former president of the Spanish Football Federation kissed midfielder Jenny Hermoso while celebrating the country's victory over England. She says it wasn't consensual, but he denies any wrongdoing. Former England international Sue Smith told us she's pleased with the judgment.
I know England, the team, the players individually came out in support of Spain and in support of the players, and rightly so. So I think women's football stuck together on this, and certainly the right outcome.
And nearly a quarter of people say they've raided their savings as a direct result of the cost of living crisis. That's according to a survey which also suggests one in six are planning to use money saved to cover future rising bills. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Daryl.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 15 degrees, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. You might get some sunshine poking through the clouds in a while, and then there's about a 35% chance of rain around about 5 o'clock, but it might not happen as it's 35%. But hopefully it will stay dry for the rest of the day, but just looking a little bit miserable.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. So we've got some great shows coming up. Don't forget Vixter at a little bit later on. I think he's on at 10. Let me just check the timings, Vic. No, he's not. He's on at 8, sorry. Don't tune in at 10 because he's finished. 8 o'clock, if you tune in, you'll be able to see him dancing in the studio. He's always got the webcam on Mixcloud. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to link into that. And he's always playing some banging tunes. So check him out. But today you've got Bob in for Scott Ross, and then Scott Ross will be back tomorrow. And then I'm not sure on Wednesday, is it all change? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out what's going on. Now we've got, who's this? Let's have a look. We've got Amy Rebellu is going to be talking about World Kindness. That's coming up on Friday. And then I've got some other guests coming up as well. I'm going to be talking to a gospel choir about playing at the O2, and then we've got some more with the book club with Sylvia Kent and Andrea J. Miles. That's all coming up as well, but plenty more guests. Check out the website, all the www.phoenixfm.com, if you want to find out what's going on, and also have a listen back to some of the great interviews we've got here from lots of the amazing presenters. Now, Brentwood Food Bank, which is sponsored by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Who would have believed this in 2023 that we've got these issues in the UK? It's a disgrace, it really is. Last week, it was actually the week before last, Doddinghurst Road Church fed 199 local people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. And at the moment, Brentwood Food Bank are looking for things like ham or corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines. These are all tinned food. Chicken in sauce, braised steak, chili con carne, potatoes, ravioli, meatballs, that kind of thing, custard. Anything that's in a tin that you can, you know, make a meal out of is great. Jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce. Also soap, toothpaste, all cleaners like your bleaches, just washing up liquid, your washing powders, carrier bags. If you've got carrier bags, they really would appreciate those because they obviously give the items out in carrier bags. So if you've got a glut of them at home, they'd appreciate those as well. Tea, shampoo and shower gel are needed as well. If you want to get the whole list, go to all the www.phoenixfm.com and take a look under Brentwood Food Bank, and then you'll find all the details how to contact them as well. So if you're doing a little bit of shopping, you can put maybe an extra couple of cans or a can in or something like that, take it to the food bank. It'd be very much appreciated. Here is Kylie Minogue with A Lifetime to Repair.
Cupid don't love me like he used to do, 'cause I'm broken hearted way too soon. I let my guard down, the devil's gone and left me a bruise. Rocks at the bottom, will I try again? Romeo still lives in my head. Thought I would settle down, what happy ever after been said. Swimming in a sea of loneliness. Wanna take that chance, I wanna say yeah. But too many times I wish I never cared. Been torn and twisted, oh I swear. Too many nights crying that it's not fair. If I get hurt again,
and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet?
fall, but I won't care much cause I've seen it all.
But here I am and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all the looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Everybody.
When you were a kid, didn't it? You used to say the word tiddle. Do you remember that? Tiddle.
Yes, yeah.
They're going for a wee-wee.
I'll apply that to animals now. Oh, the dog's having a tiddle. Yeah, yeah. Or whatever.
People don't say it now, do they? It's an old-fashioned word.
No, well, we're old-fashioned.
We are, because we're old. Now, you might be thinking, that don't sound like Scott Ross. His voice is strange. It's actually Bob Simpson sitting in for Scott Ross
today.
That's
right. Scott's off haunting somebody somewhere today. Yeah.
Isn't he interviewing Brian May, I think, isn't it?
Brian May.
Yeah, I think he's doing it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
No, okay.
You are really, as you get that interview.
I fell for that one.
He's a new singer with Queen. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I have to say thank you. You knew I was a bit down the dumps today, and you brought me in yellow roses.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, yellow roses.
I think it's friendship. Let's have a look.
Is
what
it?
Does, okay. What does yellow roses mean? Symbolises friendship and joy. There we go.
That's it. Well, you've brought friendship and a lot of joy to my life.
Yeah. So. Depends about how much I have a drink, really.
That's right. That's very true.
No, we've had very good laughs. Very good laughs. But although Tuesday Club has been cancelled this week due to Tony Smith.
I know. I just saw him down the road.
Did you? You just say, Tony, get stuffed.
I did. Give him a hand gesture, but there you go.
Not in a good way.
No.
No, exactly. Letting us down because he's got a son. Well.
Well, you know, we come
well,
first.
Well, children, yeah, exactly. Tuesday Club should come first. I don't care. Anyway, yes, no, he loves being a dad. He's a great dad.
He is a great dad.
And Anna's obviously mummy as well, but his son does all the things, I suppose, that... You'd love your kid. If you had a kid, he's going
to have
a great
life. Absolutely, I want Tony to be my dad.
Yeah.
I want him to
Well, he's
me.
Old enough. don't forget, you can listen to Tony's show on a Sunday with Sunday Lunch here on Phoenix FM. There we go. So, yes, thank you. I've got my lovely rose. I haven't had flowers from a man.
A real man.
I think the last person who... It was a guy that worked here. Do you remember the... forgotten his name. He was here, and I mentioned that I'd left my flowers on top of the cart, and then I'd driven home, and then I got home and I went, where are my lilies?
Only you.
Which always smell like cats, by the way. I love them, but they stink like cats. And then I got home and I was like, where? And he heard me say it, and he came in with a bunch of lilies.
Oh, yeah. Who was that then?
It was the guy who did the mental health show on a Thursday, and I've forgotten his name.
Ah.
And I follow him still online, but his name's gone from my head. Lovely guy, really.
I can't remember. Yeah, I'm sure he was.
It was about, it was probably just before COVID, I think.
Okay.
He was here. James. That was it. James, his name was.
James.
Yeah, I'm not dreaming it. Anyway, he was the last person to buy flowers.
There you
but,
go.
You know, flowers for a woman are a lovely thing.
There you go.
And it's thoughtful. Small Ben Bob, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, very kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tony, not so much.
Did it cheer you up?
Yes, it has cheered me up. Yeah. It has. It's even gone to forgive Tony possibly for spending the day with his son.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right. We'll let him off.
We'll let you off this one time, Tony, but if you are listening in, don't do it again.
Yeah.
Because we've made arrangements.
I know.
And Bob was going to come in by bus, so it could have been a hugely exciting
It could have been, yeah, it could have been. Had a hugely exciting time on Saturday night.
Oh, did you?
Anyway,
sorry. did you really? What happened?
Well, it was a Halloween party. Did you see my picture?
Yes, well, I wasn't sure what was going on with that.
Yeah, well, I dyed my hair black and my beard black and painted my face and I became the devil. Only thing is my horns kept dropping off.
Oh, it's not really what you want on Saturday night. So did you meet anybody nice? Was there any sort of bit of romance with the Mrs. Devil?
Oh, no. It's just a bunch of friends that meet up from time to time. There were about a dozen of us and we played silly games.
Didn't say anything with the...
No.
Horns.
Horns.
Nobody else had horns. Not.
No, it was fun.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, I won't say it's gone on.
It's Halloween tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, I should do something spooky on the show, but I probably won't. I hate celebrating these. It's because it's like an American thing, isn't it? Bonfire night's good when when you're a kid and you had a sparker in the. I keep calling it a wagon wheel, but the thing you used to put on the fence and it used to come off and chase you around the garden.
A Catherine wheel.
That's it, because it's never secured properly. The lethal things.
I know. Fireworks going out of vogue, aren't they, really?
Yeah, go to a display.
Yes.
That's the best thing. And the reason why is because there are thousands of people every year, and I'm not laughing about this, is true, they're injured or lose an eye, they've burnt their fingers, also, and that's even with like sparklers. You know, I was always frightened of those as a kid.
Well, and it frightens the pets as well, although you can buy silent fireworks now, can't you? One of the major supermarket chains are doing it.
The ones you get at the displays, though, are so much nice. They're just amazing. The ones you get at home, you're like, is that firework just gone off?
That's it. I do like a good bonfire, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
There we go. Well, you're right there. You just look like you're itching to get outside and... Oh, yeah, off you go. He's got to go and do his ablutions. As my mum would say. Ablutions. What? I don't know where that word came from either. Let's play UB40 with I Can't Help Falling In Love.
Well, men see only fools rushing. Falling in love with you. Why men sing only fools.
Now, the funny thing is Tony and his wife are listening in the car. So, Tony, you've got another son. He's called Bob, and he is looking forward to going out for the day. I don't know what you're going to do with your very grown-up son, Bob. He wants to go on the cars and all sorts. Exactly. He wants to do all the good things in life. Exactly. There we go. Bob's disappeared from the studio now. But, yeah, I've got some lovely yellow roses, and they do mean friendship and joy. But it's lovely. I had flowers for ages. It was James, the other presenter, that brought me some in. I always buy yellow roses. They remind me of my mum. And sometimes I buy a bit of jip, but I bought some the other week and I left them in my, on the table in the dining room. And basically what I do with flowers is until I walk past and then all the petals fall off onto the thing, then I know that they've had long enough, you know, and then I have to put them outside. I'm terrible with flowers because what I normally do is once they've, like, they're literally dead, I then throw them into the garden onto the grass. I don't actually do anything else. Because obviously it's good for the grass. It's like recycling, isn't it? I don't know.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Bob now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
Control. These lonely days ever end.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Girl Waiting for a Star to Fall, just coming up to 12:38 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, there are quite a few roadworks around at the moment. First off, let's have a look at Brook Street roundabout. That looks like it is flowing nicely at the moment. No problems there. But as you head up the A1023, temporary traffic signals due to construction, A1023 London Road, both ways at Cavenagh Rose. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the B186, Worley Hill, both ways at Woodman Road, which I went through this morning. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Hartswood Road at Eleanor Way. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queen's Road. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, a little bit busy. That's coming off round about the A13 junction, but after that it's clear and coming back through the tunnel all the way up to the M11 in both directions is flowing nicely, and the A12, no major problems, but you do have the 41-hour speed restrictions and the resurfacing work between junction 13 and 16. That is ongoing with some nighttime closures. And I've forgotten about Worley. As you, I can't even think of the name of the road. You come down past Rougemont, keep going, past the turn off for the A127, and then you've got the hill there. There is actually temporary traffic signals. You're right there, Bob. You've fallen asleep.
Mm.
Bob, I thought you'd have some sort of seizure.
Oh, no, not at all.
You're nodding off.
I'm composing myself for my show, you see.
Let's put on some music. There we go. Right. So what's coming up on your excellent show? Sitting in for Bob's...
My excellent... What?
Sitting in for Scott Bob.
Yeah, okay. I'm sitting in for Scott Bob today, and I'll be here from 1-2-3 with 1-2-3. And we'll have the usual features we have on my Wednesday show. We've got a song for Daphne. Are you listening, Daphne?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Okay. Some of the stories in the news. A warning about dressing your pets up for Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah. A vet has come out and said you should be very cautious about that. A new Beatles song.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yes, yeah, I have. Well, yeah.
I haven't got it yet because it's not out yet, but I'll be talking about that. And potholes in Billericay.
Oh.
Oh. Hillside Road. It's been going on for years. But anyway, I'll be telling you all about that later on. Lots of great music, some new, some old, and I'm old, so.
And Tony's not your father.
No, he's not. I wish he was, but
Tony,
there you go.
You are not my father. He's not listening anymore. He was tuned in, but he's obviously having a good time.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, away from
us. He's got class and style, though, isn't he?
I think Anna, his wife, has. I'm not sure about Tony's.
Yeah,
so much.
Well, taking him to Clacton on a rainy day, yeah.
Hi, Tony, we love you. He hates us. Right, so do you like Bananarama?
Who?
Bananarama. I said Bananarama.
You said
yeah, I know, but I've got a speech impediment.
Okay, right.
Bananarama.
Bananarama.
This was a song that was out a couple of years ago called Stuff Like That.
Yeah, lovely girls.
Yeah. Shut up.
to your arms. It's all I have to do. Falling into your arms, it's all I had to do. When the dream was broken, your love stayed true.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you
you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, the alarm's going off here. Obviously, they're warning people that Bob's about to, about to come up next.
No, Scott Ross trying to get in the building.
He is. We, exactly. We've told him before, you've gone now. Don't come back. Yeah. Not on a Monday. I wonder if he'd be listening somewhere. He might be. You never know. He's probably out in the car outside.
He could be anywhere. He's omnipresent.
What is going on?
I don't know. Shall I go and investigate?
Maybe somebody's trying to get into Andy Gilson's biscuit tin. Tony sent a message. So funny. Enjoying your show. Just chuck your old flowers on the lawn. Do you hear that? But I do. Well, I don't normally have flowers, like the ones I had. Because I buy these ones, in fact. Yellow roses.
Yeah.
And when I finish with them, rather than putting in the recycling bin, because I do have a little bit of an issue. I know there's a food recycling thing coming up soon, but where I am, and I have a bit of a problem with that. Yeah. So what I do with the flowers, rather than put them in the recycling bin, I throw them on the grass.
Right. Okay.
To recycle naturally.
Well, you're composting, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't do it with food waste, but I mean, I do recycle, you know, your cardboard, new plastics. I don't mind doing that, but we've been told we're going to get a bin for food.
Right.
And I'm like, take your bin, Thurrock Council, and because you're bankrupt, and maybe shove it where the sun don't shine.
Well, we've got the same thing in Billericay, which comes under Basildon Council, and I think, if I'm counting rightly, we've now got six different bins to put things in. There's the glass bin, there's the food bin, there's the cardboard sack, there's the plastic sack, there's the black bin for normal rubbish.
Yep.
Now, hang on, that's five. Am I missing one?
You're just lying, aren't you?
Yeah, but anyway, I've got the same problem with it as you. I like recycling. Mm. I try and recycle. Yeah. But it's just pushing too much of their work onto me, as far as I'm concerned.
And you saw my rant. I have to say about the supermarket, I have to say this.
Yep.
Lakeside Tesco's. I went there very early on Saturday morning to get my shopping.
Yep.
It was like it was Christmas. There were three tills open in that massive Tesco's at Lakeside, and they were about three deep. You were queuing up.
Yep.
And then you get people that push in. And it's like you get very frustrated. So what I did, I went down to the next because I thought I had a trolley. So I thought, I can't really go through the basket bit, but they had another section. But then I scanned it myself, and I thought to myself, I'm only going to do this once on this because I want people to be able to have a job. Maybe I want a part-time job working in Tesco's, and you need to pay your staff, stop paying all the shareholders, and make sure that people have got jobs to go for. And if you think you're going to wave at me a receipt at the end and say, we need to check your shopping, you can clear off, because I've scanned it.
I totally agree, and I went through the same thing as you several months ago. There were huge queues at the manned checkouts. Yep. So I thought, okay, just this once, I'll scan it myself. Got to the trolley scan thing, and straight away it was like item not recognized or put, you know, and you start getting all these complications. And I said to the assistant there politely, I said, I'm walking out of here and leaving this shopping. I've just wasted an hour doing the shopping, and I don't want to be treated like this. And she's, oh, I know. And, you know, I don't think the staff like it either, because people are not happy.
No, it's not, and it's not fair, because they're always really polite. All the staff I've ever dealt with in that particular Tesco's, they're lovely. I'm always polite to them, because I have to put up with a load of old rubbish from the general public. Because, you know, if you work in customer service or you do anything like that, and I've worked in a till because I did it at Christmas, and some people are just absolutely rude and horrible.
Oh, definitely,
and you've still got to be like smiling away and stuff.
No,
you know,
there's no excuse for that.
You know,
you can make your feelings known without being rude, can't you?
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, as I said, that I did do a little tweet to them, but they never came back, and they should do, really, because they were very naughty. And then you need to put more staff on and stop mucking about. It's not Christmas. Christmas time, we don't mind. If you've got 10 chills and it's busy, we don't mind.
Yeah,
but not
know.
On a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Well, not any time.
Get it sorted out.
Not
and,
anytime, really.
You know, we don't want to go to self-service tills. No. If I've got to do it, you can pay me for the hour I do my shopping.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Right. Okay,
well
moving
done.
On.
Well done.
Love your post box. It's a dream. Makes me want to scream. I know the people.
purse box in the sky. Love your purse box. It's a dream. Makes me wanna scream.
Much to Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop for chatting to us earlier. You've got Bob for the next 2 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned, whatever you're doing. I'm going to go home and put my flowers in some water. This one is going out to Tony, who's Patrick Chopping, featuring Malfi with his stuff.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.